Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. Vegan Nation is an informational program about living the vegan lifestyle, featuring interviews with individuals and organizations who are practicing a healthy vegan lifestyle. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this station nor its management.
Vegan Nation is sponsored in part by Sea Koi Beach Massage, advocating social justice for all living creatures. Massage on the beach, at your rental villa, or at the historic Club Comanche Hotel Sea Koi, because your tropical vacation should be filled with relaxation. Online at massagesaintkoi.com.
Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. In today's show, we're celebrating spring. And for those who celebrate Easter, this is a very special show for you. We are joined by Frank Hoffman via Skype in Athens, New York. Frank and his wife, Mary, are the founders of the Mary T. and Frank L. Hoffman Family Foundation, dedicated to cruelty-free living through a vegan lifestyle according to Judeo-Christian ethics. It is unconditional love and compassion is the foundation of our peaceful means of accomplishing this goal for all of God's creatures, whether human or otherwise. Mary and Frank are also the founders of all-creatures.org. Mary and Frank have been married for 57 years. They are blended together, with Frank furnishing the Jewish heritage and Mary the Greek heritage. They believe in both human and animal rights is a God-given gift of creation. And in this endeavor, they strive to protect the environment as a heritage for all future generations. Both Mary and Frank have a science background. Mary is a retired medical technologist, and Frank began his professional career as a chemist. Mary is also an accomplished professional watercolor artist. Frank and Mary are retired from their 37-year career in their family business, F.L. Hoffman Corporation, which specializes in the construction management of medical facilities. Frank is also an instrument-rated aircraft pilot. And he is also a retired pastor. As a Jewish United Methodist pastor, Frank has volunteered his time for many years in both prisons and churches. Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. We are joined by Frank Hoffman via Skype in Athens, New York. Frank, along with his wife, Mary, are the founders of the Mary T. and Frank L. Hoffman Family Foundation. They are also the founders of all-creatures.org, an archival, compassionate website that is very comprehensive. You really need to visit it to see and read all the information on there about compassionate living, animal rights, vegan lifestyle, poetry, artwork, sermons, recipes. And so it's really fascinating and very powerful. And Frank, thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you, Maureen. Glad to be here.
Well, this is a great honor. And congratulations for being vegan for over 30 years, both you and Mary.
Yes, that's wonderful to us, too, because when we became vegan, our health dramatically improved also. And that's to us was a double bonus. I wish other people did the same thing.
I know. Oh, and so now that in 2018, it really is the vegan evolution revolution. It's really out there now. So it's within our hearts, and now it's out in the mainstream community. And so what brought you and Mary into veganism over 30 years ago?
Well, we started with compassion. And we decided that we could not be compassionate to animals if we also ate them. So that pushed us into being vegan. From there, when our health dramatically improved, we figured that, well, we had to find more about it. So now we got involved in the health and many other aspects of veganism, which how it improves the ecology and just everything. It's the best way to live, and it is compatible with what Jesus teaches us and what the creation intent of God was.
Yes, I'm very grateful that you are a pastor and spreading this message of love, which vegan is love. And so what do you think it is that keeps many Christian churches from embracing and practicing and promoting veganism?
I don't think they want to give up the status quo. There's still a stigma in this world, and where if you don't eat meat, then there's something wrong with you, and there's a ridicule. Be a man, eat meat, you know, those kind of things. And people don't want to live compassionately. They think it's not macho. It's something else. It's weird. It's occultish or something. You know, they use all kinds of excuses. But when you can get somebody to listen, and you show them the difference, and it's amazing how close we can get to some wild animals like deer and rabbit. They're still cautious. You know, I can walk up on deer. I can talk to them. You know, mothers have let the babies. In fact, I had one run right up to me, and she just stood there looking. And the baby ran right up. I stooped down, and she was right between my legs, came up to greet me. And then I sort of moved her head a little bit and pointed to her mother, and she trotted off to her mother. But it's those kind of things that tell me that that's the way God wants us to live. Yeah. We can eliminate the fear of the animals by being vegan. We can turn it around.
Yes, indeed. That's a beautiful story. And that is really the proof of harmlessness, of gentleness, of love.
Yes, it sure is.
I'm still curious that you had this awakening and this awareness over 30 years ago that compassion equals veganism. And was it just through your own intuition that led you to reject the status quo of society that was saying, you know, attack and kill other animals, and then consider yourself still compassionate, where you had the realization, no, compassion is love. Compassion is protection and harmlessness, not attack and murder.
That's correct. And that's also the problem in the world today. I mean, our warring madness and the terrorism and all of the other things that are going on in this world, the indifference and injustice that comes from our industries and government officials. I mean, it's just, I don't want to say criminal, but it certainly isn't godly. And they don't think it's any different. They still think they're godly. And you hear them talk about it all the time. But talk is cheap. Action is what shows whether you are or not. It also shows whether you're really loving and compassionate.
Yes. And is that what led you to start the all-creatures.org website?
Yes, it is. That and other things. But back in 1997, we formed our foundation, and the Mary T. and Frank L. Hoffman Family Foundation. We formed that basically because it let our money go further. We could, everything we spent or donated to the foundation was tax exempt. So it allowed the monies that we put in to fund the operations. So that helped us do a lot, not for just for ourselves, but we helped about 40 other organizations that are similarly minded. And that helps get the information and the message out to the public. Because the more of us that do this, the more compassionate this world is going to be. And you can't limit compassion. The minute you limit compassion, it's not really compassion anymore.
Right.
You can't, you know, love your family and your family companion animal and then go out and eat another animal and, curse another family or say you hate them. You can't do that anymore. And if you're really in the living in the heavenly will of God, that's the way it comes out. You just can't do it anymore. It's just you're a different person.
Yes, and when I think of that, it really makes sense to me, because when I see what's happening in 2018, like you have just said, of all the atrocities and crises and wars and violence and shootings and bombings and the injustices and the exploitation. And when I listen to the religious leaders, when I listen to the social justice activists, I keep hearing them say, why is this still happening in 2018? We don't seem to be making any progress. And it's very obvious to many of us as vegans. It's like, well, it's rooted on our plates.
That's right. That's exactly the place. That's the first place you look. And the other thing is, you hear the government people or whoever it is, the UN has said that the greatest contributor to greenhouse gases is animal agriculture. It's greater than all transportation. And they tell you nothing about the animal agriculture and its contribution. They tell you to change light bulbs, which is a infinitesimal fraction of what, you know, the electricity that we save as far as global warming is concerned. It's ridiculous. You have to change the way we live. If we're not willing to change the way we live and be compassionate to the whole of God's creation and do what we can to free it from its corruption, then we're not being the people that we say we are. And we can't say we love God either, because God lovingly created the whole creation. And, you know, I think about, wow, what are you going to have to eat for Easter? What's your Easter meal going to consist of? On Easter Sunday morning, I'm going to bless the new rabbit house at Red Robin Song Animal Sanctuary. And that's what we should be doing. We should be taking care of the animals. We should be good stewards. And we mock the things of God. Maybe not intentionally, but by our actions, that's what's happening. If I go back 30 years, people didn't know what veganism was. They thought that was the way people lived on the planet Vegas or whatever. And today, it's common. The word is common in our language. And it's rare that people don't know what veganism means or being vegan. So we are making a dent. And maybe we're approaching the turning point. It's going to take all of us to do it. We have to commit ourselves. I'm going to live in the heavenly will of God. I'm going to be pure vegan. I'm going to be an ethical vegan.
We're listening to Frank Hoffman. Frank, along with his wife Mary, are the founders of the Mary T. and Frank L. Hoffman Family Foundation, and also the founders of all-creatures.org, an archival, compassionate website. Frank is a pastor, and he has been sharing very important news of Jesus Christ, unconditional love, and veganism. This is Marlene Arrow. I'm the host of Vegan Nation. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Frank Hoffman. You're tuned in to WCUW 91.3 FM, Worcester Community Radio, serving Central Massachusetts and worldwide at WCUW.org. Please join us on Vegan Nation right here on WCUW 91.3 FM every Thursday, 4 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Vegan Nation features local, national, and international news, events, interviews, and music on the vegan lifestyle. Listen worldwide at WCUW.org. Worcester Community Radio, serving Central Massachusetts and the globe. Thanks for tuning in. Welcome back from the break. This is Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. We're very fortunate to be joined by Frank Hoffman via Skype in Athens, New York. Thanks again, Frank, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you too, Maureen.
I really love listening to you. Oh, your compassionate words and your wisdom is very profound.
Do we say that we love animals, and what we really mean is we love them on our plate? So we have to think about the way we're living. We might love our dog or our cat, but we eat a chicken or a pig. That doesn't make any sense. People think that because they eat an egg, well, they don't kill the chicken. Well, they don't really know what's happening in these chicken farms, in these egg farms, where they suffocate the male chicks to death, or they grind them back up and feed them back to their parents. There's something in our thinking that wants to disconnect with the reality. They don't think the cows suffer. And yet a cow would normally live 25 or more years, and their average lifespan is 5 years because of the way we treat them. And then what do we do with them? We send them off to a slaughterhouse and they end up as hamburger.
Right, I know so many people are unaware of the dairy industry.
Yeah, that's right. And they don't want to be, because if they know the truth, you know, we've tried to say, and the common thing people say is, don't tell me, I don't want to know. And I think a lot of people have heard that. And maybe other people have said it. But we need to face the truth. We can't turn our backs on it anymore. It's gone on far too long.
Right, and again, there's the root cause of all the violence and the corruption in the world. It's right there, right? Right, hidden in plain sight, right underneath our nose.
And remember that a lot of this comes from our parents and teachers. You know, what do parents say to their kids? Eat your meat. What do teachers talk about? You know, I know a teacher that used to teach up he was from Wisconsin, but it was just south of there in Illinois. And he was fired because he used to talk about veganism. You know, that's a problem. It shouldn't exist like that.
I know. It really shows somewhat insanity when I think about it, because the message of veganism is compassion and justice.
That's correct.
Frank, I wanted to ask you another question in relation to the Bible, because I think that a lot of our listeners, Christian vegans, are interested in where in the Bible does it say not to be violent to animals, not to harm animals, and so therefore don't eat them or also use their bodies for their reproductive secretion, such as eggs and milk products, dairy products that we spoke about earlier.
It does, you might want to look at, the proverb that says a righteous man has regard for his animals, but the compassion of the wicked is evil. It's showing you the way we live. That's describing it. And that was written probably 3,000 years ago, and people attribute it to Solomon. But that brings up the key, so we can look at it and say, well, that was an Old Testament category. All the indication that we have is Jesus didn't eat any flesh, though people try to twist what it says about the Passover to say he ate the Passover. Well, there were also vegan cults or sects, depending which position you looked at it from the standpoint of the Jewish hierarchy, they were cults. If you looked at it from the position of looking at it, they were sects of Judaism, that, like the Nicenes and the Essenes, they were vegan groups. There were others there too. And Jesus seems to have followed their way of thinking rather than the way the people were. So everything points to the fact that he was vegan. And then he teaches us how to pray. And what he says is, in part of the Lord's Prayer, he says, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done," where? "On earth as it is in heaven." So he's saying, you're supposed to bring the heavenly will of God to earth and change the way the earth is. So there should be no human-caused pain, suffering, or death. And that is for us as well. So that's the way we're supposed to live. And if we don't live that way, we end up with the mess that we have now. Well, we're improving it, but it's still the mess that's in the world. I mean, billions upon billions. I think it's been estimated there's 100 billion animals suffer and die every year just for human food, which is crazy. We don't need it. And we're hovering right around the age of 80. Mary just turned 80. And if we look at what's going on in the world today, people are sick. They're dying and young. And, it's crazy. I mean, we see people with heart attacks in their 50s and 40s because of what they ate. My own father had his first heart attack when he was in his 30s because of what he ate.
What I see is that in this culture that's not vegan, I see that our meals and institutions reflect each other and reinforce the delusion that we are violent and competitive by nature. And I hear what you're saying, Frank, that we are compassionate and cooperative and loving by nature. We need to return to that.
Yes, absolutely.
And Frank, we're coming to a close in the interview. Could you please give us some more information about your totally awesome website, all-creatures.org, and some of the information that our listeners can find when they visit your website, all-creatures.org.
If people look at the website on mobile devices, there's a pull-down menu that you'll see in the top margin. You can pull that down, and there's all kinds of things in there. We have, as Marlene introduced in the beginning, we have an archival website. We have all kinds of poetry, animal rights, poetry, articles, and there's other kinds of poetry too, spiritual. I have my sermons on there, and we have commentaries, and we have a discussion section. There's photo sections, art and photo, where we try to let people see what's going on in nature and let them get a feel for the way we're supposed to be living. And I hope I mentioned that our recipes that are there, and about vegan living. It's just loaded with anything they want to see. You can spend a week there someday, and it'll just keep you going. There's over 100,000 pages up there. We also host about 40 other websites of similar-minded organizations. They're just all over, you know, our website, and you can come in and you can link into them. We have a hosted website page. You can see what all these other groups are doing, and it's just to turn this world into being more compassionate and godly.
Thank you, Frank. It is a great honor to have you as our guest for the Easter special here on Vegan Nation. And what closing additional messages do you have for our listeners?
Go vegan.
Hallelujah.
That's the best message, the simplest message.
Yes. Oh, thank you very much, Frank. I greatly appreciate you and Mary, and for all your service, and for being great leaders and very, very important pioneers in helping to usher in heaven on earth. Thank you very much, Frank, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
It was our pleasure. Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation, and a very special thank you to Frank and Mary Hoffman. They are the founders of the Mary T. and Frank L. Hoffman Family Foundation and the all-creatures.org archival website. Please join us again next week at this time. And let's go out with this beautiful song by Daniel Redwood. This is Just Like Us.
Just like us. Their mothers love them so. Just like us. Protect them as they grow, just like us. Daughters and sons, with a life of their own, each and every one, just like us. Their hearts beat strong and true, under feathers, fins, or fur, or skin like me and you, just like us. Formed from flesh and bone, just like us. When all is said and done, just like us. They see and hear and feel just like us. Their suffering souls can heal just like us. With such a strong will to survive just like us. They'll fight to stay alive. On this earth, breathing out, breathing in, just like us. They're conscious and aware of those who do them harm, and those who truly care, just like us. Just like us, they recognize their friends, the ones who'll share their joys and sorrows till the end, just like us. They cry from loss and pain, just like us. Those memories remain, but love can heal, and the force of life can rise and grow and thrive, and joy can come alive. The time has come to take a stand and say what we must say. For once we've seen ourselves in them, how can we turn away all the violence and cruelty? Must end, it must be banned. And you and I, we hold the keys. Their future is in our hands. A distant rising drum. Deep in our hearts, we surely know that better days can come. But only if we stand, defend their rights, the right to live and breathe, and walk this earth forevermore in peace and dignity. Just like us.
Vegan Nation is sponsored in part by Sea Koi Beach Massage, advocating social justice for all living creatures. Massage on the beach, at your rental villa, or at the historic Club Comanche Hotel St. Croix, because your tropical vacation should be filled with relaxation. Online at massagestcroix.com.
Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Next week at this time, where we'll bring you more news on living a vegan lifestyle. Hear this program again at wcuw.org/vegan nation. Theme music provided by Will Tuttle. This is Molly Narrow wishing you a good day.
Hi, this is Paola from Rome, Italy, urging you to support community radio WCUW Worcester with a pledge of support to 508-753-2284. Ciao, sono Paola di Roma, dall'Italia. Vi invito a sostenere Community Radio WCUW Worcester chiamando 508-75-32284. Ciao a tutti.
There's an announcement of three upcoming vegan events on March 31st in Providence, Minneapolis, and Boston. In Minneapolis, there's a Kickstarter happening for an upcoming vegan restaurant that's opening in late spring, and that is Trio, plant-based, by three friends who are opening up a vegan restaurant. That's Lewis Hunter and Sarah and Dan Woodcock. In Providence, Like No Udder, the vegan ice cream shop, is having a special with Miss Vegan for cakes and desserts, especially for Easter. And Boston Animal Save is having a vigil at a slaughterhouse in Bridgewater, Mass, to ask people to celebrate life instead of killing, to celebrate peace on earth for Easter. Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. See you next week. At this holiday time, let's go out in memory of all those who are suffering, the chicks and hens suffering in the egg industry for so-called, quote, Easter eggs. The calves and cows suffering in the dairy industry for the production of milk chocolate. And last but not least, the lamb song.